The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The crowds who were gathering to be baptized by John asked him, "What should we do?" In reply, John said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So, with many other exhortations, John proclaimed the good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. On this weekend, the Sunday of Advent shares the date with another special and favored feast day. For December 12th is the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And as Mary, under this title, is the patroness of all the Americas, this feast becomes very important to all the Americas, to us here in this part of Canada, and the faithful people who turn to Mary, our mother, for guidance, for consolation, for comfort, and for intercession. But because she shares this date with the third Sunday of Advent, we will continue to focus on the season at hand. As I've mentioned at the very start of Mass, we are celebrating the third Sunday of Advent, Gaudete Sunday. And it is this spirit of joy that lightens the depths of purple that we see in the vestments and in the candles on our Advent wreath to a lighter color, a lighter shade, to rose. And so on the third Sunday, we light the pink or rose candle, and Father has the option to wear rose vestments on this Sunday. The name of this Sunday, Gaudete, comes from the first word in Latin, Gaudete in Domino Semper. That comes from the entrance antiphon, the first words of this Sunday's Mass, which in English is, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And this acclamation, "Rejoice in the Lord always," quotes our second reading that we heard just a moment ago from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, but also reflects an earlier reference by the prophet Zephaniah, where in his book it is written, "Rejoice and exalt with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem." But why are we called to rejoice on this day, at this time, in this season? Our readings today give us a starting point of understanding the purpose of this focus of joy. We learn that, or we are reminded that, we rejoice because God is good and merciful to us and to the world. We are called to rejoice because God is in our midst, among us. And because he rejoices over us and renews us in his love. These three reasons alone, besides the fact that there are countless other reasons to rejoice in the Lord, are a starting point to why this particular Sunday is focused and gives us a call to rejoice. The last and perhaps greatest reason that we are given within our readings for this Sunday is that the Lord is near. A reason that we hear from St. Paul in his letter, but more loudly from the great voice coming out of the wilderness, the voice of St. John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin and his forerunner. St. John prepares the way of Jesus for the people who gather and hear his voice. He is the one who points our attention towards the beginning of the public ministry of Jesus Christ and to him in his identity as Messiah and our Savior, who is also the Lamb of God. St. Augustine has beautiful words about St. John the Baptist and his relationship to Jesus. St. Augustine writes for us this: John is the voice, but Jesus, the Lord, is the Word, who was in the beginning. John's voice lasts for a time, but Christ, the Word, continues forever. St. Augustine asks us to consider this: what is the voice if you take away the Word? This question has a great potential for consideration, because without understanding, the voice is only noise. Hopefully pleasant noise, but not always. For example, a simple example, if you're in a crowd of people or with a family or a group of people who are speaking amongst themselves in a different language that you know, different from what is familiar to you, you'll be able to tell clearly that they have a conversation, but you won't be able to understand what they're saying. And so, for you, with a lack of understanding, it is simply pleasant noise. It is very meaningful for those speaking that language, but for the ones who cannot understand, it is simply noise. It may prompt you to be curious, to want to learn that language, to want to join in that conversation to the degree you're able, but without that understanding, the words are lost. They are simply voices. If we continue this train of thought, we hear the voice of St. John because it is in service to his words of preparation, of conversion. And these words are given to him by God as his mission and message. But ultimately, his voice crying out is in service of Jesus, the Word, the eternal Word. In this way, the Word grows, first in our heart, and then, by the grace of God, on our tongue. And while the Word lingers and cannot be recaptured once it's been shared, the voice is left behind. It fades into silence. Unless, of course, someone is very verbose and continues talking and talking and talking. St. John is the voice, lasting only as long as necessary, and then diminishes to make room for the eternal Word, Jesus Christ, whose message and presence lasts forever. So on this weekend, on this special Sunday of Advent, let us remember the humility of St. John, who steps aside to make way for Jesus. And with rejoicing, let us make way for him ourselves, who is the light of the world, who is the Word of God, who is the Lamb, who is perfect, who takes away our sins, who is our Lord. Let us make within our hearts and our lives a way for Jesus Christ, who is both in our midst and ever near us.